Blog Talk Radio.
Shavua, seven strong to come, Tov, Tawab, a good strong seven. Malcolm and Hood, blessed first day right here, here in the first day service, aka the Sunday service. Corresponding with this first day of the Gregorian, January, first day of the new year, you know, in the world, not of the world. But once again, like to share, let's just share this once again right here, 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 because there's more of a reason meant to be brought out, you know, concerning what they call the whole Gregorian calendar. We shared this before. I think the video should still be up there. There's a video by the name of Gregorian calendar. You know, because times like these, what do we say? I mean, we know that we are already in, I, Ethio-Hebrew New Year. You know, the scriptures say, and Robeno say, we're in the world, right? Be in the world. He prayed for I, you know, that we be in the world, but not of the world. You know, so we recognize the reality of the, you know, of the dating and the time. But we need to actually study to know more to show ourselves approved. You know, Daniel's prophecy, that tune there by Dennis Brown, waiting for the, are they on yet? No, the Rastafari Israelites are not on. So this part, you know, the family and the, you know, in the gathering, haven't checked that out. Hopefully everything works out technologically on that end right there. But so here we are, first day 1-1. Wow, looking at it on the time, 2023. And Satan has deceived the whole world, right? They have deceived the whole world. Okay, yes, yes, yes. Greetings, family. Yes, I had a little kind of a, you know, we just kind of preed, you know, here on the first day, right, of this Gregorian New Year. So, you know, we thought about, what do we say? You know, do we really go into that? Happy New Year, happy, we know it's not a New Year for I, you know, according to lunar, solar, you know, the Ethio-Hebrew count, you know, we go back to whether the solar count, you know, September 11th, you know, Ethiopian New Year, Kingdom of God, or Hebraically, we're already in the New Year, but we're in the world, not of the world, and we'd like to share this one here again, but so we, you know, pray and hope that ones be protected and be safe, you know, as we have entered into what they call the Gregorian, no, what we call the Gregorian New Year. They make you think it's New Year for everybody. Check this out. Gregorian calendar is evil. There's a vlog. I don't know if the video is still up there. I got to actually check, but we have a little of the audio. Gregorian calendar is evil. And hear the reasoning, you know, not just to call something evil and you believe it. No, but why? Hear the reasoning right here, as you say, a peaceful and a safe, you know, quote, Gregorian New Year, 2023.
The Gregorian calendar, right? If you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people.
See, that's the problem right there. That's the problem right there. We just had to pause it right here for a moment. He begins off, I don't know his name right here, but we'll follow up. He says, the presenter, if you studied history, his story, if you study your story, again, Gregorian calendar is evil. Happy Gregorian New Year.
The Gregorian calendar. If you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar thing. And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
That's a very good point. Very good point made right there, just calculating the physical things, the seen thing. Remember we said the first part of the After Shabbat podcast that man is a trifold, is like a trinity, you know, man, saying not just males, but male and female, right? Speaking generically, male and female. Spirit relating to the mind, the soul, the psyche, and the body. But this calendar, this whole Gregorian thing is only to kind of so-called keep account of the physical, of the carnal things, of the fleshy things. Seen, sight, right here, here, here. As I said, time will tell, right? DMX, rise up a prayer right here, here, here. New Gregorian year, 2023. I Ayabingi Chan. Rastafari.
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people. And it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get. Because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I express to you daily. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart, and when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing. Because I will know where I'm headed. I'm so tired of suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection. Begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me. Because I am grateful, and I use it. And I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it instead of two.
I would never give the power to a bald head. Run, come, crucify it, address. Time alone, oh, time will tell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living.
Yes, 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 yes. Time, 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 time. Revival time, maybe a revival time. Rankin Dread, revival time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. New cycle, new time.
Ooh, yeah. Rastafari, new thing. Mash it up. Let me say mash it up, me mash it down. In the ground. Rastafari, don't clip on me, I'm listening to the job. Rastafari, young. Delegation. So I'll be dreaming to a church when I'm smart. Fuck for me in a church. Church of God, Church of Christ, any church, y'all. Long, 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 long.
Check rhythm right there, a little classic. After this, heal up, I Congo. Yeah, man, thank you. He healed up. He said, happy, you know, like happy, the Nile River. from the ancient Sematawi, Tameri, a.k.a. Kemet, was known as the Hapi. But just to remind, this is not even according to the Hapi timing right there. But right over Psalm right here, evening Psalm, first
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi.
The whole place is
in this generation right here. Is it the last generation here, or is there a lost generation? That's the generation gap.
Okay, get the one stop. The generation gap, gap.
Like they used to say when you was getting on a train, you went back in the days, and they used to say it. Yeah. They used to say when you get on a train, Zion train, Zion train, right here, here, mind the gap.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Filling up that gap, the gap in I and I understanding, you know, the true standing, so we can come to overstanding. Prince Far I and I are the chosen. Come forward, Prince Far I.
Goliath has slain 1,000. David has slain 10,000. Because I and I are the chosen one from Africa. I depend on Jahon. My salvation come from him. He's the only one I protect, I save, I defend. I shall never be defeated. How much longer will all of you attack a man defeated? Like a falling wall. Like a broken down fence. You only want to bring him down from his place of honor. You take pleasure in life. You speak words of blessing. I depend on Jah only. Jah, I protect ya. Goliath has slain 1,000, but David has slain 10,000. That he must be chosen. Say that he must be chosen. Chosen, chosen, chosen. Chosen, chosen. I depend on Jah Rastafari only. He's I protector. He's the only one. He's I defender. And I shall never be defeated. Chosen, far down.
My salvation come from him. He's the only one. He's my protector, my savior. He's my defender. And I shall never be defeated. Rastafari. Dreadlock. Lift up your heart.
Yeah, many are called, many are called, few are chosen. Many are cold, but few are frozen. Yes, I. Clean hands, pure hearts. Right here, Psalm 24 in the Hebrew. Hail up, Queen Macheda. Queen Macheda, yes, I. Hail up, Mishpacha Shelanu.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. In the Hebrew and the English, Queen Marketer here from His Majesty Haile Selassie's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings, Revelation 5:5 Bible, right here, here, here. Evening Psalm, the first day.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لإغزيابيهرنا علمم بأرسوام يميروره ارسو بباهر وچ مسرطو علنا بفساش وچ ماتنطو علنا ودإغزيابيهر ترارا ماني ودال بكدسنا وصفرا ماني قومان بجوچو ينصو لبو نصو هيهونا نفسون لكن تويالا نسا لبالن جراون بشنگلا يالمال ارسو كاكزيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني كبلا ايشي تولد درسون يمتفلقنا ياكوبين عملاك فيت يمتفلق انان تمكوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش انكفتو يكبر منقوس يقبع يكبر نقوس مان نو اكزيابير نو برتو النهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃይል እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
Psalm 24 The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah.
לדוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ונועה, בבל ויור שבבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, והנהרות יכונניה, יעלה בהר אדוני, ויקום במקום קודשו. נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני חיזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, יהיו זה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, ומלך הכבוד סלע.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important? Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear for the Sheishi. Sheishi Aliyah for this Shabbat. Shabbat Wayikash, Sabbath, and he drew near. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 46, here at verse 28, for the Sheishi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, offering up, going up, the Aliyah, the sixth reading here for this Shabbat Wayikash. Genesis chapter 46, verse 28. Ve'eta Yehuda shalacha le fanayo illa Yosefa lea horota lefanayo fanayo 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 ishana wayayabo u arsa gishen 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 arsa arsa gishen gishen gishen. He sent to Judah, to Yehuda, before him to Yosef, to Joseph. Ueta Yehuda shalacha lefanayo illa Yosef, and he sent Judah, Yehuda, before him to Yosef, to direct his face to Goshen. Ueta Yehuda shalacha lefanayo illa Yosef lehorota lefanayo gishena 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 to Gishen, to Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen, Goshen. Wayavou ar Gishen, 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 Gishen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Yisrael, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself to him, and he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel, Yisrael, said to Yosef, Now, let me, may I die, since I have seen thy face, because thou, the I, art yet alive, yet alive, yet alive. Amuta, amuta, hapa'am, achreya reoti aeta paneka, kia odeka hai, odeka hai, make I die, now make I die. Amuta, amuta, now make I die. Amuta, hapa'am, now make I die, since I have seen thy face. Amuta, hapa'am, achreya, re'otiya, etapaneka, that thou, the I, art yet alive. Kia odeka hai, the I, art yet, are still, are yet alive. Ki odeka hai, and Joseph, and Joseph said to his brethren and to his father's bait, his father's house, I will go up, I will aliyah up, and shuparo o Pharaoh, and say to him, my brethren and my father's bait, my father's house, who were in the land, who in the land of Canaan are come to me, are come to I? And the men, shepherds, and their trade hath been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass when Pharaoh, the great house, shall call you, and shall say, what is your occupation, that ye, that y'all shall say, thy servants' trade have been about cattle from our youth even until now, both we, I, and also I and I fathers, that ye, that y'all may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. And Yosef, and Joseph said to his brethren, Wayomer Yosef ella echayo, we ella beita vio. And Yosef said to his brethren, ella echayo, and to his father's house, we ella beita vio, I will go up, I will go up with Agida and tell Lepharo and tell to Pharaoh where Omra Helayo, and will say to him, Achai U Abaitavi Asher Bi Areta Kanaan Bau Eli. My brethren and my father's house, who were in the land of Canaan, are come to me, are come to I. I will go up. Aile with Agida le Faro with Homra Elio. Achai Ua Beitavi Hasher Bik Aret Canaan Bau Eli. And the men are shepherds. Wiha nashima ro ai tson. And the men, wiha enashim, are shepherds. Ro ai tson. For they have been keepers of cattle. Ki anshe mikne hayu. For they have been keepers of cattle. Ki anshe mikne hayu. And they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. With sonam uba karama wikola sher lahem hayabu. And it shall come to pass wahaya. And it shall come to pass wahaya when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, what is your occupation? Wahaya ki Yikra alakem paro we amar ma isekem. What is your occupation? That ye, that y'all shall say, thy servants have been keepers of cattle from our youth, even until now, both we, I, and our fathers. Wa Why martem? That y'all shall say, why martem? Anshe nikne hayu evadeka. Thy servants, evadeka, have been keepers of cattle. Anshe nikne, from our youth, even until now. Why martem? Anshe ya nikne hayu evadeka. Nina ua rein wi ada ata kam enachnu kam abotenu ba ebura teshavu bi areta gishen tia po ilata mitraim kola roeihe that ye that y'all may dwell in the land of Goshen. Teshavua bi areta gishen kia po ilata mitraim. For abomination to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptian, call Ro'ay Tzon. For every shepherd, Ro'ay Tzon is an To'erat, It's abomination. Kia to evata nitraima kola roe on. Here, Shema Yisrael, Gevil Yisrael. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 47. Jacob, Yaakov, and his descendants exalted. Then Joseph, Yosef came and told Paro and said, my father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Goshen. Why Yavo, Yosef? Why Yageda leFaro? Why Yomer Avi? We Achai? We Sonam? Ubek arama wikola asher lahem ba'u me aretz kanaan we hinama be'aretz geshen. And he took some of his brethren, even five men, and presented them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brethren, ma isekem, what is your occupation? Ma isekem, what is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, and they said to Pharaoh, why yomru illa Pharaoh, ro'eyas ona evadeka, gam nachnua, gam ebotenu. And they said to Pharaoh, thy servants are shepherds, both we, I and I, and also I and I fathers. Ro'ay tzon evadeka gam nachnu gam avoteinu. They said moreover to Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land are we come, or I and I come, for thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we, I and I, pray the I, let make thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. Vayomru el paroa lagur ba'aretza ba'banu kia eina nira'eh latzon asher la'evadeka kia kavid ha'ra'ava be'aretza kna'an with atta yashvu na evadeka be aretz gishen. And Pharaoh and Paro spake to Yosef, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come to thee I. Why Yomer Paro illa Yosef le mor avika we achreka ba'u aleka. Thy father and thy brethren are come to the eye. Aretz Mitzrayim lefaneka. He be mayat av ha'aretz hosheva eta avika we eta acheka yashavu be aretz gishen ve'im ya da'ita we yesha baman she chayil we samtama sareya mikne Allah asher li. And Pharaoh spake to Joseph, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come to thy. The land of Egypt is before thee I. In the best of the land make thy father and thy brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen, of Gishen, let make them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity, and if weim ya da'ita ve'yesh bam anshe chayil, and if thou knowest any able men, anshe chayil, any men of activity, anshe chayil, among them, then make them rulers over my cattle. Ve'im ya da'ita ve'yesh bam anshe chayil. We're sametama sareya mikne Allah asher li, for me, over my cattle. And Joseph brought in Yaakov, Jacob, his father, and set him before Pharaoh, and Yaakov and Jacob,
and Jacob blessed,
and Jacob blessed,
and Pharaoh,
and Pharaoh,
and Yahweh, Yosef, Haeta, Yaiko, Avio, Yahweh, Niedehu, Lifne, Pharaoh, Waya Bareka Yaiko Vaheta Paro and Jacob blessed Pharaoh and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Why Varek? Why Barek Yaiko Vaheta Paro
Paro?
And Paro, Pharaoh said to Yaiko, how old?
How old
art thou? How old thou? How old I?
How old I?
How old I?
How old I?
How old I? Vayomer Paro il Yaakov, kama yime shnei achayeka, how many are the days of the years of thy life? Kama yime shnei achayeka, how many are the days? Kama yime of the years shnei of thy thy life? Chayeka,
chayeka, chayeka.
And Yaakov, and Jacob said to Paro, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers, my patriarchs, in the days of their pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage. And Yaakov said, Vayomer Yaakov el Paro, to Pharaoh.
To Pharaoh.
Yime Shnei Mugrei Sheloshim Ua Me'ata Shana Me'ata We Ra'im Hayu Yime Shnei Yachayaya Lo Hiya Sigua Eta Yime Shnei Yachayaya Botai Bimeya Migureihem. And Jacob said to Paro, the days of the years of my sojournings, the days of the years of my sojournings, Yimei Shnei Migurei, are 130 years. Shiloshim Ou Me'ata Shana. Few,
few,
Me'at,
Me'at,
few, Me'at Awe Ra'im, few and evil, Me'at Awe Ra'im Hayu, have been the days of the years of my life. Ma'at awi ra'im hayu yimeya shneya chayai. And they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers, my patriarchs. Wilo hi sigueta yimeya shneya chayai avotai.
Avotai.
Avotai. In the days of their sojourn. Be may migurehem. And Yaakov and Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. Why vareka Yaakov eta paro? Why barek Yaakov eta paro? Why ayetzeya mia lifne Pharaoh?
Pharaoh, Pharaoh.
And went out. From the face, from the presence, the perception of Pharaoh, the great house,
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 the great house.
For making the one stop.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, seventh up offering going up, seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Vayigash, here picking up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book that's called Genesis, Genesis chapter 47, and here from the Sefer Bereishith, Genesis chapter 47, verse 11, for the Shavii, the Shavii, here for the seventh Shavii Aliyah, for the Shabbat Vayikash. Vayoshev Yosef Eta Avio, Eta Echayo, Vayitena Lahema, Echuza, Be Eretz Mitzrayim, Be Meitev, Ha Eretz, Be Eretz, Ra'e Meseisa, Asher Ziwa, Far'o. And Yosef, and Joseph places father and his brother in. Vayoshev Yosef Eta Avio, Eta Echayo. And gave them a possession in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Vayitein alahem echuza be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the best of the land. Be'ameitev, be'meitav, be'meitav ha'aretz, be'eretz ra'em meseis. In the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses. Be'emeitav ha'aretz, be'eretz ra'im meseis, asheras iwah Pharaoh, as Pharaoh had commanded, ka'asheras iwah Pharaoh. And Yosef, and Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to families. According to their families. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Mitzrayim and the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Yosef and Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Mitzrayim and in the land of Canaan, for the corn, which they brought. And Yosef brought the money, the kesef, the silver, into Pharaoh's bait, into the great house's house, into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed, Vayayitomaha kesef, and when money failed in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, and in the land of Canaan, and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Yosef and said, give us bread, for why should we die? Why should I and I die? In thy presence, in thy face, in thy perception. For the money faileth. Vayitom ha-kesefa me'eretz Mitzrayim u'me'eretz Canaan. Vayabohu kol Mitzrayim illa Yosef leimor, aval anu lechem, ve'lama namuta negdeka ki afesa kasef. And when the money was all spent in the land of Egypt, in the land of Mitzrayim, vayitom ha-kesef me'eretz Mitzrayim, and in the land of Canaan, u me'eretz Canaan, vayabohu kol Mitzrayim. All the Egyptians came, vayabohu kol Mitzrayim illa Yosef, to Joseph, leimor, and said, hava lanu lechem, give us bread. Hava lanu lechem. Wilama, for why? For what? Wilama, 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 namuta, negedika. For why should we die in the I presence? Wilama, namuta, negedika. Ki afesa kasef. Ki afes kasef. For our money, for the money faileth. Ki afes kasef. For the kesef, for the silver faileth, the money faileth. And Yosef, and Joseph said, Vayomer Yosef, and Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. Vayomer Yosef, im afeisa kasef, im if afeis kasef. If money fail, im afeis kasef. If the money fail, why yomer Yosef? Havu mikanekem, where etna lakem? Be mikanekem, im afeis kasef. Give your cattle. Havu mikanekem. Habu, habu, give. Habu mikanekem, give your cattle. We etna lachem, and I will give you, and I will give for you. We etna lachem, be mikanekem, and I will give you
bread
for your cattle. Be mikanekem, im afes kasef, if the money, the silver, fail. And they brought their cattle to Yosef, to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses. And for the flocks, and for the cattle of the herds, and for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. When that year was ended, Watitoma Hashana Hahi, and when that year was ended, Watitoma Hashana Hahi, they came to him the second year and said to him, I will not hide from my Lord, from Adoni, from I, Lord, from my Lord, me Adoni, from Aton, I, Adon, I, Aten. I will not hide from Adoni, how that our money is spent. Adoni, I, Adon, I, Aton, I, Aten, also hath our herds of cattle. There's not aught left in the sight of Adoni, of my Adon, I Aten, I Aton, but Ainai bodies and Ainai our lands. When that year was ended, Watitom Hashana Hahi, they came to him the second year. Wayabou Elayo. Ba shana ha shenit in the second year. Wayomru, and they said lau to him. Wayomru lau, they said to him, lo ne kahed, lo ne kahed, lo no ne kahed. I will not hide me Adoni. Anana will not hide from Adoni. Lo ne kached me Adoni. Ki im tam ha kasef u amikne ha beahema il Adoni. Lo nishara lifne Adoni. Bieliti him gea wi yatenu wi adamatenu. We will not hide it from Adoni, how that our money is all spent, and the herds of cattle are Adoni's. There is naught left in the sight of Adoni, lifne Adoni, but our bodies and our Ainai lands. Wherefore should we die before thine eyes, both we, Ainai, and our land? Buy I and our land, I land for bread, and we and our land will be servants to Paro, Faro, and give I seed, that we I may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. Wherefore, why? Lama namuta le aineka. Wherefore should we die before thine eyes? Le aineka. Lama, for what? Lama, why? Lama namut. Why should we die? Lama namuta le aineka. Gam enachnu. Gam adamatenu. Both we and I land. Kene otanu. We eta ada matenu, ba lachem, buy us, buy I, kine otanu, buy us, kine otanu, we eta ada matenu, ba lachem, buy us and our land for bread. We nihye enachnu we adamatenu e abadim le faro. And we and our land will be bondmen to Pharaoh. We nihye enachnu we adamatenu e abadim le faro. And give us seed. With ten zerah, and give us seed. With ten zerah, we nichyeh, and that we may live, and we will live. We nichyeh, with ten zerah, we nichyeh. Give us seed that we may live. We lo namut, and not die. We lo namut, we ha edama. Lo tesham, and that the land be not desolate. And Yosef and Joseph bought all the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Gibbet, for Paro, for Pharaoh. For the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine prevailed over them. So the land became Pharaoh's, and so the land became Pharaoh's. Wayayikena Yosef et kol adamata mitzrayima le faro kia machrua mitzrayima isha sadehua kia chazaka elehem ha ra'av watahi ha aretza le faro. So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine was sore upon them, and the land became Pharaoh's. Watahi ha'aretz le faro. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Mitzrayim, Egypt, even to the other end thereof. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from end of the borders of Mitzrayim to the end thereof. Ve'etah'am he'ayvira otoa le'arim mikatz'eh ge'bula Mitzrayima ve'ada katz'ehu. Only the land of the priests, only the land of the Kohanim, bought he not, for the Kohanim, the priests, had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Wherefore they sold not their lands. Rak adamata ha Kohanim loak anaki hok la Kohanim meeta Pharaoh we. Akluwa eta hukam asher natana lahema paro allakin lo makruwa eta adamatam. Only the land of the priests bought he not. Rak adamataha kohanim loak ana, for the priests had a portion from Pharaoh. Ki hok la kohanim meeta faro, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them. We akhlu aeta hukam asher natana lahem Pharaoh. Wherefore they sold not their land. Al kain lo makru eta adamatam. Then Yosef said to the people, behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Pharaoh, lo, look, here is seed for you. And ye and y'all shall sow the land. Vayomer Yosef el ha'am, hein, kaniti etkem hayom, et adamatkem le Pharaoh, hey, lachem zera. Uzera etem eta ha adam ha adam eta ha adam Then Joseph, Yosef, Yusuf, Yawasaf said to Ha'am, to the people, why, Yomer Yosef, Il Ha'am, behold, Hain, behold, I have brought you this day and your land for Pharaoh, Hain. Aniti etekem hayoma we eta ada matekem li fao lo hey lakem here look here is seed hey lakem zera lo here is seed for you hey lakem zera uazera etem heta ha edama and ye y'all shall sow the land. Sow the land. U ziraitem etahai dama. And it shall come to pass at the ingatherings. And it shall come to pass in the increase that ye that y'all shall give the fifth part to Pharaoh, Paro. And four parts shall be your own for seed of the field and for your food and for them of your households. And for food for your little ones. We haya batevuot. We haya batevuota. And it shall come to pass at the ingatherings. Batevuot. And it shall come to pass in the increase. We haya batevuota. Ua netatema chemishit, the fifth, that ye shall give a fifth to Pharaoh. Ua netatem chemishita li Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own. We arba'a, hayadot. Hayadot, we arba'a hayadota, yihye lakem, for seed of the field and for your food. We arba'a hayayodota, yihye lakem, li zera'a, ha sade, ua li akalekem, and for them of your households. We la ashara de batekem, and for food for your little ones. We le ekola le tapekem. And here for the maftir reading here for this Shabbat Wayikash Sabbath, and he drew near here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Genesis, here in the Sefer Bereshith, Genesis chapter 47, here at verse 25, for the Maftir, for Shabbat Wayigash. Wayomru he chayitanu. Wayomru he chayitanu nimsa hein bi aineya edoni we hayayinu evadima li faro. And they said, thou hast saved our lives. Wayomru, and they said, he chayitanu nimsa hein bi Ainei Adoni we hayinu evadim li faro. And they said, thou hast saved our lives. Let us make I and I find grace in the sight of my Lord, my Adon. Wayomru he chayitanu nimsachin bi ainei Adoni. May I and I find grace in the sight of Adoni, and we and I and I will be Pharaoh's servants. We hayinu evadim li faro, and we will be Pharaoh's bondmen. We hayinu evadim li faro. And Joseph, made it a law over the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Kibbutz, the land of Egypt, the land of Kemet to this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of HaKohanim, except the land of the priests only, became not Pharaoh, became not Pharaoh's. Wayasem otaha Yosefa lechoka ada hayoma haze ala adamata mitraim le faro la chomesh raka adamata hakohanima le vadam lo haita le faro. And Joseph made a statute, made it hok. Wayasem otaha Yosef lichok, concerning the land of Egypt to this day. Ada hayom hazeh al adamata mitzrayim lifaro, that Pharaoh should have the fifth. Al adamata mitzrayim lifaro la chomesh. La chomesh should have the chomesh, should have the fifth. Only the land of the priests, rak adamata hakohanim levadam lo haita lefaro, only the land of hakohanim, the priests alone, became not faro, became not pharaohs. The last days of Yaakov, the last days of Jacob, verse 27. And Yisrael dwelt in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Kibbutz, in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, Kushen, Gishen. And they had possessions therein and grew and multiplied exceedingly. Wayayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim, be'eretz Gishen, be'eretz Goshen. Wayayeachzu baha, wayayifru, wayayirbu meod. And Israel dwelt in the land of Mitzrayim. Wayayeshev Israel be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen, in the land of the Kushen, Goshen. Be'eretz Gishen, be'eretz Goshen. And they got them possessions therein. Wayayeachzu baha, they got them possessions therein in her. Wayayeachzu baha, wayayifru, wayayirbu meod, and were fruitful. Wayayifru, and multiplied. Wayayirbu, wayayirbu, and multiplied meod, exceedingly. And here fulfills the Torah Aliyot for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayigash, Sabbath. And he came near and he drew near. Kubur l'kalu, kubur l'dimtsu, kubur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kubur l'abinu, l'melkenu, l'kadmawi, chayla selasi, glory be to Ayinai Father, glory be to Ayinai King, the first power of the Trinity. V'yashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Getachina, Medchanetachin, in the name of Ayinai Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus Christus, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen.
Baruch ata Adonai.
John, you are Rastafari.
Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ. Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ. Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ.
After the reading of a section of Ha Torah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing, it said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual King, who has given us the law, ha Torah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Notain ha Torah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat Emet, Vayeolam Natei, Vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notain HaTorah, Sheila.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
Children of the new covenant, here I, O Israel, Jarastafari is one.
Blazing tongue of flame, get a youth, so you know your name come.
For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. You came of the new name covenant. Here I, O Israel, the Rastafari is one. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers, who are reaped down the field, which is of you kept back by fraud, quiet, and the cries of them which have reaped, are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the new new covenant, here I am, Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Of the new name covenant, here I, O Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu. Glory to the word. Glory be to the word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu. Glory be to our Father and our King. Kabur l'abuna, l'ngusna. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Be'shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Be'getachna be'medchanetachin. Be'Yesus Christos Sim. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu. Melech ha'olam, asher b'char b'nebiim tobim, v'ratzach b'debreihim, ha'ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha'bocher b'torach, u'moshe abdo, u'b'Israel ammo, u'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
important? Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 15 to verse 28. The word of Yahweh Buruku came again to me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it, for Yehuda and for the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Yosef, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak to thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say to them, Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Baruch Hu, Behold, I will take the stick of Yosef, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, the Negadoch of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Yehuda, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say to them, Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Baruch Hu, Behold, I will take the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, from among the heathen, where they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king, one Negus, shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim Baruch Hu. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children for Ivah. And my servant Dawid shall be their prince for Ivah. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them for evermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Elohim, Buruku, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, Yahweh Buruku, do sanctify Israel, for my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them for evermore. Jah Rastafari. Amen.
Bob, is the message of Rastafari that you should go back to Africa?
Yes. And that the earth must rule by Africa.
Forward.
One government. Forward, not back, forward.
Yeah, go forward to Africa,
yeah.
Not back.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that will ever happen? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yeah. But it's true.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Why not?
Discipleship Radio.
In the streets, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch Atah Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 11, Wayagash, and he drew near. From Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Ephesians chapter 2, the method of Gentile salvation. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, Hey. Gam etkem asher metim heitem bepasheikem wechatotekem asher hithalaktem bahem kedor haolam hazeh keretzon sar memshelet haawir wehu haruach hapoel kaet Ibne Hameri, Wegam Anachnu, Kulanu, Betokam, Halaknu, Lipanim, Betaawot, Habasar, Laasot, Kepse, Besareinu, Umachishboteinu, Wanhi, Bine Rogez, Betibeinu, Keshar, Bine Adam. Abal Ha Elohim Hamalea Rachamim Berob Ahabato Asher Ahab Otanu Achare Heoteinu Metim Bapashaim Hechayanu Im Hamashiach Bechesed Noshaetem. And you, as He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But Elohim, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Mashiach, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in HaMashiach Yeshua, in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might shew the exceeding riches of His grace and kindness toward us through HaMashiach Yeshua. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of Elohim, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in HaMashiach Yeshua, to good works that Elohim has before ordained that we should walk in them. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakadamawi, khaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Baruch Ata Adonai Elohein Melech HaOlam.
Shabua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days,
Sabbath seal, Sabbath Shabbat seal psalm, moving forward into a new Shabua and also the Gregorian New Year, 144. Yes, I arm yourselves, word, sound, power.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plant grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Bless me, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from the heart, from the heart, from the heart, from the heart.
Yes, 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 right here. We touched on the testament of the 12 patriarchs. All right, so here, a little different right here since so much is going on. oh, ones and ones, just be well, you know, whatever, you know, be well and be safe. But here we have the Testament of Judah we shared in the previous Shabuah in the old Gregorian year, 2022, previous week. We shared Joseph's reading of Joseph's testimony. Here we have the Testament of Judah from the Testament of the 12 Patriarchs. These are works known to the early, to the first century church, and also the Yehudi, you know, the Jews that basically became those who were the followers of Yeshua, who became the Nazarenes. Later, they had a forcible name change to Christianoi, and then they were called Christians. So this was known to the early, you say, the early church, quote unquote, you know, the early followers of the Moshiach Yeshua, whether they came out of Yehuda, you know, mean high Yehudim from the Judahites, the Jews, Judeans, or whether from other nations. So here to give us a better insight and heal up to Brother Jareem Baraka Yehuda Ben Israel. You check out his the vids, you know, his vids. He's reading this, and it's called the Yahweh, you know, translation. So instead of Lord, you know, he replaces it by Yahweh in most of the areas where it says Lord. So right here, he like to ride up with this right here, little meditation, little hearing right here, little
audio. Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Like brothers, it's the same differences that they were in the Old Testament Belui Kidan time. Because remember, it was only the tribe of Judah, along with Benjamin, you understand, and a portion of Dan and Levi, who basically acknowledged the monarchy, you understand, of David, you understand, that submitted themselves. Israel did not submit itself, you understand, to the monarchy of David. It was Judah that remained faithful, you understand, to Dawid. But it was Israel, you understand, that turned aside and set up their own worship. And this is what a lot of our Hebrew Israelite brothers have done today. And that's why they reproach Ethiopia.
He was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep.
Testament of Judah.
The Testament of Judah, the fourth son of Jacob and Leah. The copy of the words of Judah. What things he spake to his sons before he died. They gathered themselves together, therefore, and came to him. And he said to them, "Hearken, my children, to Judah, your father. I was the fourth son born to my father Jacob, and Leah, my mother, named me Judah, saying, I give thanks to Yahweh, because he hath given me a fourth son also. I was swift in my youth, and obedient to my father in everything, and I honored my mother and my mother's sister. And it came to pass, when I became a man, that my father blessed me, saying, Thou shalt be a king, prospering in all things. And Yahweh showed me favor in all my works, both in the field and in the house. I know that I raised a hind, and caught it, and prepared the meat for my father, and he did eat. And I rose, I used to master in the chase, and overtake all that was in the plains. A wild mare I overtook, and caught it, and tamed it. I slew a lion, and plucked a kid out of its mouth. I took a bear by its paw, and hurled it down the cliff, and it was crushed. I outran the wild boar, and seizing it as I ran, I tore it in sunder. A leopard in Hebron leaped upon my dog, and I caught it by the tail and hurled it on the rocks, and it was broken in twain. I found a wild ox feeding in the fields, and seizing it by the horns, and whirling it around, and stunning it, I cast it from me, and slew it. And when the two kings of the Canaanites came sheathed in armor against our flocks, and much people with them, single-handed I rushed upon the king of Hazor, and smote him on the greaves, and dragged him down, and so I slew him. And the other king, the king of Tupal, as he sat upon his horse, I slew, and so I scatter all his people. Achor, the king, a man of giant stature, I found hurling javelins before and behind as he sat on horseback. And I took up a stone of 60 pounds weight, and hurled it, and smote his horse, and killed it. And I fought with this other for 2 hours. And I clave his shield in twain, and I chopped off his feet, and killed him. And as I was stripping off his breastplate, behold, 9 men, his companions, began to fight with me, and I wound my garment on my hand, and I slung stones at them, and killed 4 of them, and the rest fled. And Jacob, my father, slew Beelzebub, king of all the kings, a giant in strength, 12 cubits high. And fear fell upon them, and they ceased warring against us. Therefore my father was flee from anxiety in the wars when I was with my brethren. For he saw in a vision concerning me that an angel of might followed me everywhere, that I should not be overcome. And in the south there came upon us a greater war than that in Shechem. And I joined in battle, arrayed with my brethren, and pursued 1,000 men, and slew of them 200 men and 4 kings. And I went up upon the wall, and slew 4 mighty men. And so we captured Hazor, and took all the spoil. And the next day we departed to Aritan, a strong city, walled and inaccessible, threatening us with death. But I and Gad approached on the east side of the city, and Reuben and Levi on the west. And they that were upon the wall, thinking that they were alone, were drawn down against us. And so my brothers secretly climbed up the wall on both sides by stakes and entered the city, while the men knew it not. And we took it with the edge of the sword. And as for those who had taken refuge in the tower, we set fire to the tower and took both it and them. And as we were departing, the men of Tapah seized our spoil. And seeing this, we fought with them, and we slew them all and recovered our spoil. And when I was at the waters of Kozeba, the men of Jobel came against us to battle. And we fought with them and routed them. And their allies from Shiloh we slew. And we did not leave them power to come in against us. And the men of Makir came upon us the fifth day to seize our spoil. And we attacked them and overcame them in fierce battle. For there was a host of mighty men against them, and we slew them before they had gone up the ascent. And when we came to their city, their women rolled upon us stones from the brow of the hill on which the city stood. And I and Simeon had ourselves behind the town and seized upon the heights and destroyed this city also. And the next day it was told us that the king of the city of Gash with a mighty host was coming against us. I, therefore, and Dan feigned ourselves to be Amorites, and as allies went into their city. And in the depth of night our brethren came, and we opened to them the gates, and we destroyed all the men and their substance, and we took for a prey all that was theirs, and their three walls we cast down. And we drew near to Thama, where was all the substance of the hostile kings. Then, being insulted by them, I was therefore wroth, and rushed against them to the summit. And they kept slinging against me stones and darts. And had not Dan my brother aided me, they would have slain me. We came upon them therefore with wrath, and they all fled. And passing by another way, they fought my father, and he made peace with them. And we did to them no hurt, and they became tributary to us, and we restored to them their spoil. And I built Thama, and my father built Pebael. I was 20 years old when this war befell, and the Canaanites feared me and my brethren. And I had much cattle, and I had for chief herdsman Urim the Adullamite. And when I went to him, I saw Parsaba, king of Adullam. And he spake unto us, and he made us a feast. And when I was heated, he gave me his daughter Bathshua to wife. She bare me and Onan, and Shelah. The two of them Yahweh smote, for Shelah lived, and his brethren, his children, are ye. And 18 years my father abode in peace with his brother Esau, and his sons with us after that we came from Mesopotamia, from Laban. And when 18 years were fulfilled in the 40th year of my life, Esau, the brother of my father, came upon us with a mighty and strong people. And Jacob smote Esau with an arrow, and he was taken up wounded on Mount Seir. And as he went, he died at Anon-Niram. And we pursued after the sons of Esau. Now they had a city with walls of iron and gates of brass, and we could not enter into it. And we encamped around and besieged it. And when they opened not to us in 20 days, I set up a ladder in the sight of all, and with my shield upon my head, I went up, sustaining the assault of stones upwards of 3 talents weight, and I slew 4 and their mighty men. And Reuben and Gad slew 6 others. Then they asked from us terms of peace, and having taken counsel with our father, we received them as tributaries. And they gave us 500 cores of wheat, 500 baths of oil, 500 measures of wine, until the famine, when we went down into Egypt. And after these things, my son took to wife Tamar from Mesopotamia, a daughter of Aram. Now was wicked, and he was in need concerning Tamar, because she was not of the land of Canaan. And on the third night, an angel of Yahweh smote him, and he had not known her according to the evil craftiness of his mother, for he did not wish to have children by her. In the days of the wedding feast, I gave Onan to her in marriage. And he also, in wickedness, knew her not, though she spent with her 1 year. And when I threatened him, he went unto her. But he spilled the seed on the ground, according to the command of his mother, and he also died through wickedness. And I wished to give Shelah also to her, but his mother did not permit it. For she wrought evil against Tamar, because she was not the daughters of Canaan, and she also herself was. And I knew that the race of the Canaanites was wicked, but the impulse of youth blinded my mind. And when I saw her pouring out wine, owing to the intoxication of wine, I was deceived, and took her, although my father had not counseled it. And while I was away, she went and took for Shelah a wife from Canaan. And when I knew what she had done, I cursed her in the anguish of my soul. And she also died through her wickedness, together with her sons. And after these things, while Tamar was a widow, she heard after 2 years that I was going up to shear my sheep, and adorned herself in bridal array, and sat in the city Edom by the gate. For it was a law of the Amorites that she who was about to marry should sit in fornication 7 days by the gate. Therefore, being drunk with wine, I did not recognize her, and her beauty deceived me through the fashion of her adorning. And I turned aside to her and said, let me go in unto thee. And she said, what wilt thou give me? And I gave her my staff and my girdle and the diadem of my kingdom in pledge. And I went in unto her, and she conceived. And not knowing what I had done, I wished to slay her, but she privily sent me pledges and put me to shame. And when I called her, I heard also the secret words which I spoke when lying with her in my drunkenness. And I could not slay her, because it was from Yahweh. For I said, less happily she did it in subtlety, having received the pledge from another woman. But I came not again near her while I lived, because I had done this abomination in all Israel. Moreover, they who were in the city said there was no harlot in the gate, because she came from another place and sat for a while in the gate. And I thought that no one knew that I had gone into her. And after this, we came into Egypt to Joseph because of the famine. And I was 46 years old, and 73 years lived I in Egypt. And now I command you, my children, hearken to Judah, your father, and keep my sayings to perform all the ordinances of Yahweh, and to obey the commands of Yahweh, and walk not after your lust, nor in the imaginations of your thoughts and haughtiness of heart, and glory not in the deeds and strength of your youth. For this also is evil in the eyes of Yahweh. Since I also gloried that in wars no comely woman's face ever enticed me, and reproved Reuben my brother concerning Bilhah, the wife of my father. The spirits of jealousy and of fornication arrayed themselves against me, until I lay with Bathsheba the Canaanite, and Tamar, who was espoused to my sons. For I said to my father-in-law, I will take counsel with my father, and so will I take thy daughter. And he was unwilling, but she showed with a boundless store of gold in his daughter's behalf, for B was a king. And he adorned her with gold and pearls, and caused her to pour out wine for us at the feast with the beauty of women. And the wine turned aside my eyes, and pleasure blinded my heart. And I became enamored of, and I lay with her, and transgressed the commandment of Yahweh, and the commandment of my fathers, and I took her to wife. And Yahweh rewarded me according to the imagination of my heart, inasmuch as I had no joy in her children. And now, my children, I say unto you, be not drunk with wine, for wine turneth the mind away from the truth, and inspires the passion of lust, and leadeth the eyes into error. For the spirit of fornication hath wine as a minister to give pleasure to the mind, for these two also take away the mind of man. For if a man drink wine to drunkenness, it disturbeth the mind with filthy thoughts leading to fornication, and heateth the body to carnal union. And if the occasion of the lust be present, he worketh the sin, and is not ashamed. Such is the inebriated man. Children, for he who is drunken reverenceth no man. For lo, it made me also to err, so that I was not ashamed of the multitude in the city, and that before the eyes of all I turned aside unto Tamar, and I wrought a great sin, and I uncovered the covering of my son's shame. After I had drunk wine, I reverenced not the commandment of Yahweh, and I took a woman of Canaan to wife. For much discretion needeth the man who drinketh wine, my children, and herein is discretion in drinking wine. A man may drink so long as he preserveth modesty, but if he go beyond this limit, the spirit of deceit attacketh his mind, and it maketh the drunkard to talk filthily, and to transgress, and not be ashamed, but even to glory in his shame, and to no account himself honorable. He that committeth fornication is not aware when he suffers loss, and is not ashamed when put to dishonor. For even though a man may be a king and commit fornication, he is stripped of his kingship by becoming the slave of fornication, as I myself also suffered. For I gave my staff, that is, the stay of my tribe, and my girdle, that is, my power, and my diadem, that is, the glory of my kingdom. And indeed, I repented of these things. Wine and flesh I eat not until my old age, nor did I behold any joy. And the angel of Yahweh showed me that forever do women bear rule over king and beggar alike. And from the king they take away his glory, and from the valiant man his might, and from the beggar even that little which is the stay of his poverty. Observe therefore, my children, the right limit in wine, for there are in it four evil spirits: of lust, of hot desire, of profligacy, of filthy lucre. If ye drink wine in gladness, be ye modest in the fear of Yahweh. For if in your gladness the fear of Yahweh departeth, then drunkenness ariseth, and shamelessness stealeth in. But if ye would live soberly, do not touch wine at all, lest ye sin in words of outrage, and in fightings, and slanders, and transgressions of the commandments of Yahweh, and ye perish before your time. Moreover, wine revealeth the mysteries of Yahweh in men, even as I also reveal the commandments of Yahweh and the mysteries of Jacob my father to the Canaanitish woman Bathsheba, which Yahweh bade me not to reveal. And wine is a cause both of war and confusion. And now I command you, my children, do not love money, nor to gaze upon the beauty of women. Because for the sake of money and beauty, I was led astray to Bathsheba the Canaanite. For I know that because of these two things shall my race fall into wickedness. For even wise men among my sons shall they mar, and shall cause the kingdom of Judah to be diminished, which Yahweh gave me because of my obedience to my father. For I never caused grief to Jacob, my father, for all things whatsoever he commanded, I did. And Isaac, the father of my father, blessed me to be king in Israel, and Jacob further blessed me in like manner. And I know that from me shall the kingdom be established. And I know that evils ye will do in the last days. Beware, therefore, my children, of fornication and the love of money, and hearken to Judah your father. For these things withdraw off from the law of Yahweh, and blind the inclination of the soul, and teach arrogance, and suffer not a man to have compassion upon his neighbor. They rob his soul of all goodness, and oppress him with toils and troubles, and drive away sleep from him, and devour his flesh. And he hindereth the sacrifices of Yahweh, and he remembereth not the blessing of Yahweh. He hearkeneth not to a prophet when he speaketh, and resenteth the words of godliness. For he is a slave to two contrary passions, and cannot obey Yahweh, because they have blinded his soul, and he walketh in the day as in the night. My children, the love of money leadeth to idolatry. Because when led astray through money, men name as gods those who are not gods. And it causeth him who have it to fall into madness. For the sake of money I lost my children, and had not my repentance and my humiliation and the prayers of my father been accepted, I should have died childless. But the God of my fathers had mercy on me, because I did it in ignorance, and the prince of deceit blinded me, and I sinned as a man and as flesh, being corrupted through sins, and I learnt my own weakness while thinking myself invincible. Know therefore, my children, that two spirits wait upon man, the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. And in the midst is the spirit of understanding of the mind, to which it belongeth to turn whithersoever it will. And the works of truth and the works of deceit are written upon the hearts of men, and each one of them Yahweh knoweth. And there is no time at which the works of men can be hid. For on the heart itself have they been written down before Yahweh. And the spirit of truth testifieth all things, and accuseth all, and the sinner is burnt up by his own heart, and cannot raise his face to the judge. And now, my children, I command you, love Levi, that ye may abide and exalt not yourselves against him, yes, ye be utterly destroyed. For to me Yahweh gave the kingdom, and to him the priesthood, and he set the kingdom beneath the priesthood. To me he gave the things upon the earth, to him the things in the heavens. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so is the priesthood of Yahweh higher than the earthly kingdom. Unless it falls away through sin from Yahweh and is dominated by the earthly kingdom. For the angel of Yahweh said unto me, Yahweh chose him rather than thee to draw near to him and to eat of his table and to offer him the first fruits of the choice things of the sons of Israel. But thou shalt be king of Jacob, and thou shalt be amongst them as the sea. For as on the sea, just and unjust are tossed about, some taken into captivity, while some are enriched, so also shall every race of men be in thee. Some shall be impoverished, being taken captive, and others grow rich by plundering the possessions of others. For the kings shall be as sea monsters. They shall swallow men like fishes. The sons and daughters of freemen shall they enslave. Houses, lands, flocks, money shall they plunder. And with the flesh of many shall they wrongfully feed the ravens and the cranes. And they shall advance in evil and covetousness, uplifted, and there shall be false prophets like tempest, and they shall persecute all righteous men. And Yahweh shall bring upon them divisions one against another. And there shall be continual wars in Israel, and among men of another race shall my kingdom be brought to an end, until the salvation of Israel shall come, until the appearing of Yahweh of righteousness, that Jacob and all the Gentiles may rest in peace. And he shall guard the might of my kingdom forever. For Yahweh aware to me with an oath that he would not destroy the kingdom from my seed forever. Now I have much grief, my children, because of your lewdness and witchcrafts and idolatries, which ye shall practice against the kingdom, following them that have familiar spirits, diviners, and demons of error. Ye shall make your daughters singing girls and harlots, and ye shall mingle in the abominations of the Gentiles, for which things' sake Yahweh shall bring upon you famine and pestilence, death and the sword, beleaguering by enemies and rivalings of friends, the slaughter of children, the rape of wives, the plundering of possessions, the burning of the new temple of Yahweh, the laying waste of the land, the enslavement of yourselves among the Gentiles. And they shall make some of you eunuchs for their wives, until Yahweh visit you, when with perfect heart ye repent and walk in all his commandments, and he bring you up from captivity among the Gentiles. And after these things shall a star arise to you from Jacob in peace, and a man shall arise from my seed like the Son of Righteousness, walking with the sons of men in meekness and righteousness, and no sin shall be found in him. And the heavens shall be opened unto him to pour out the Spirit, even the blessing of the Holy Father. And he shall pour out the Spirit of grace upon you. And ye shall be unto him sons in truth. And ye shall walk in his commandments, first and last. Then shall the scepter of my kingdom shine forth, and from your root shall arise a stem, and from it shall grow a rod of righteousness to the Gentiles, to judge and to save all that call upon Yahweh. And after these things shall Abraham and Isaac and Jacob arise unto life, and I and my brethren shall be chiefs of the tribes of Israel. Levi first, I the second, Joseph third, Benjamin fourth, Simeon fifth, Issachar sixth, and so all in order. And Yahweh blessed Levi, and the angel of the presence, me, the powers of glory, Simeon, the heavens, Reuben, the earth, Issachar, the sea, Zebulun, the mountains, Joseph, the tabernacle, Benjamin, the luminaries, Dan, Eden, Naphtali, the sun, Gad, the moon, and Asher. And ye shall be the people of Yahweh, and have one tongue, and there shall be no spirit of deceit of Belial, for he shall be cast into the fire forever. And they who have died in grief shall arise in joy, and they who were poor for Yahweh's sake shall be made rich, and they who are put to death for Yahweh's sake shall awake to life, and the hearts of Jacob shall run in joyfulness, and the eagles of Israel shall fly in gladness, and all the people shall glorify Yahweh forever. Observe therefore, my children, all the law of Yahweh, for there is hope for all them who hold fast unto his ways. And he said to them, behold, I die before your eyes this day, 119 years old. Let no one bury me in costly apparel, nor tear open my bowels, for this shall they who are kings do, and carry me up to Hebron with you. And Judah, when he had said these things, fell asleep, and his sons did according to all whatsoever he commanded them. And they buried him in Hebron with his fathers.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Jareem, Baraka, Yehuda, Ben Israel, for that reading of the Testament of Judah.
enough important reasonments in that right there. So here we'd like to touch on Reuben and hopefully Benjamin. These are the key ones in the narrative here in the Torah reading and feeding here in the first book of Moshe, Bereshit, Genesis. Now this part right here from Barana Selassie, herb for my wine, little message to the alcoholism that Yehuda, you know, that Judah brings forward. Very, very important theme, even then and especially now.
Check it now. People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You're just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke, it makes you cool, you know? It stimulates your mind and makes you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish, you sit down and then you can meditate.
All things in moderation. So here, right up with Reuben, very important in the Joseph narrative. So we touched on Joseph, now Yehuda, and here, an intro to the testament of Reuben here.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Reuben.
The Testament of Reuben. The copy of the Testament of Reuben, even the commands which he gave his sons before he died in the 125th year of his life. 2 years after the death of Joseph, his brother, when Reuben fell ill, his sons and his sons' sons were gathered together to visit him. And he said to them, "My children, behold, I am dying, and go the way of my fathers." And seeing there Judah and Gad and Asher, his brethren, he said to them, "Raise me up, that I may tell to my brethren and to my children what things I have hidden in my heart. For behold, now at length I am passing away." And he arose and kissed them, and said unto them, "Hear, my brethren, and do ye, my children, give ear to Reuben, your father, and the commands which I give unto you. And behold, I call to witness against you this day the God of heaven, that ye walk not in the sins of youth and fornication, wherein I was poured out and defiled the bed of my father Jacob. And I tell you that he smote me with a sore plague in my loins for 7 months, and had not my father Jacob prayed for me to Yahweh, Yahweh would have destroyed me. For I was 30 years old when I wrought the evil thing before Yahweh, and for 7 months I was sick unto death. And after this, I repented with set purpose of my soul for 7 years before Yahweh. And wine and strong drink I drank not, and flesh entered not into my mouth, and I ate no pleasant food, but I mourned over my sin, for it was great, such as had not been in Israel. And now, hear me, my children, what things I saw concerning the seven spirits of deceit when I repented. Seven spirits, therefore, are appointed against man, and they are the leaders in the works of youth. And seven other spirits are given to him at his creation, that through them should be done every work of man. The first is the spirit of life, with which the constitution of man is created. The second is the sense of sight, with which ariseth desire. The third is the sense of hearing, with which cometh teaching. The fourth is the sense of smell, with which tastes are given to draw air and breath. The fifth is the power of speech, with which cometh knowledge. The sixth is the sense of taste, with which cometh the eating of meats and drinks, and by its strength is produced. For in food is the foundation of strength. The seventh is the power of procreation and sexual intercourse, with which, through love of pleasure, sins enter in. Wherefore, it is the last in order of creation, and the first in that of youth, because it is filled with ignorance, and leadeth the youth as a blind man to a pit, and as a beast to a precipice. Besides all these, there is an eighth spirit of sleep, with which is brought about the trance of nature and of death. With these spirits are mingled the spirits of error. First, the spirit of fornication is seated in the nature and in the senses. The second, the spirit of insatiableness in the belly. The third, the spirit of fighting in the liver and gall. The fourth is the spirit of obsequiousness and chicanery, that through officious attention one may be fair in seeming. The fifth is the spirit of pride, that one may be boastful and arrogant. The sixth is the spirit of lying and perdition and jealousy, to practice deceits and concealments from kindred and friends. The seventh is the spirit of injustice, with which are thefts and acts of rapacity, that a man may fulfill the desire of his heart, for injustice worketh together with the other spirits by the taking of gifts. And with all these, the spirit of sleep is joined, which is that of error and fantasy. And so perisheth every young man, darkening his mind from the truth, and not understanding the law of Yahweh, nor obeying the abominations of his fathers, as befell me also in my youth. And now, my children, love the truth, and it will preserve you. Hear ye the words of Reuben, your father. Pay no heed to the face of a woman, nor associate with another man's wife, nor meddle with affairs of womankind. For had I not seen Bilhah bathing in a covered place, I had not fallen into this great iniquity. For my mind taking in the thought of a woman's nakedness suffered me not to sleep until I had wrought the abominable thing. For while Jacob our father had gone to Isaac his father, when we were in Eder, near to Ephrath, In Bethlehem, Bilhah became drunk and was asleep uncovered in her chamber. Having therefore gone in and beheld her nakedness, I wrought the impiety without her perceiving it, and leaving her sleeping, departed. And forthwith an angel of Yahweh revealed to my father concerning my impiety. And he came and mourned over me and touched her no more. Pay no heed, therefore, my children, to the beauty of women, nor set your mind on their affairs, but walk in singleness of heart and the fear of Yahweh, and expand labor on good works and on study and on your flocks until Yahweh give you a wife whom he will, that ye suffer not as I did. For until my father's death, I had not boldness to look in his face or to speak to any of my brethren because of the reproach. Even until now, my conscience causeth me anguish on account of my impiety. And yet my father comforted me much and prayed for me unto Yahweh, that the anger of Yahweh may pass from me, even as Yahweh showed. And thenceforth until now, I have been on my guard and sin not. Therefore, my children, I say unto you, observe all things whatsoever I command you, and ye shall not sin. For a pit unto the soul is the sin of fornication, separating it from Yahweh, and bringing it near to idols, because it deceiveth the mind and understanding, and leadeth down young men into Hades before their time. For many hath fornication destroyed, because through a man, be old or noble or rich or poor, he bringeth reproach upon himself with the sons of men and derision with Belial. For ye heard regarding Joseph, how he guarded himself from a woman and purged his thoughts from all fornication and found favor in the sight of Yahweh and men. For the Egyptian women did many things unto him and summoned magicians and offered him love potions, but the purpose of his soul admitted no evil desire. Therefore, Yahweh of your fathers delivered him from every evil and hidden death. For if fornication overcomes not your mind, neither can Belial overcome you. For evil are women, my children, and since they have no power or strength over man, they use wiles by outward attractions, that they may draw him to themselves, and whom they cannot bewitch by outward attractions, him they overcome by craft. For, moreover, concerning them, the angel of Yahweh told me and taught me that women are overcome by the spirit of fornication more than men. And in their heart they plot against men, and by means of their adornment they deceive first their minds, and by the glance of the eye instil the poison, and then through the accomplished act they take them captive. For a woman cannot force a man openly, but by a harlot's bearing she beguiles him. Flee therefore fornication, my children, and command your wives and daughters that they adorn not their heads and faces to deceive the mind, because every woman who useth these wiles bathes been reserved for eternal
punishment. For thus they are lured, the watchers who were before the flood, for as these continually beheld them, they lusted after them, and they conceived the act in their mind, for they changed themselves into the shape of men, and appeared to them when they were with their husbands. And the women, lusting in their minds after their forms, gave birth to giants, for the watchers appeared to them as reaching even unto heaven. Beware, therefore, of fornication. And if you wish to be pure in mind, guard your senses from every woman. And command the woman likewise not to associate with men, that they also may be pure in mind. For constant meetings, even though the ungodly deed be not wrought, are to them an irresistible, irredeemable disease, and to us a destruction of Belar and an eternal reproach. For in fornication there is neither understanding nor godliness, and all jealousy dwelleth in the lust thereof. Therefore, then I say unto you, ye will be jealous against the sons of Levi, and will seek to be exalted over them, but ye shall not be able, for Yahweh will avenge them, and ye shall die by an evil death. For to Levi Yahweh gave the sovereignty, and to Judah with him, and to me also, and to Dan and Joseph, that we should be for rulers. Therefore, I command you to hearken to Levi, because he shall know the law of Yahweh, and shall give ordinances for judgment, and shall sacrifice for all Israel until the consummation of the times, as the anointed high priest of whom Yahweh spake. I urge you by Yahweh of heaven to do truth each one unto his neighbor, and to entertain love each one for his brother. And draw ye near to Levi in humbleness of heart, that ye may receive a blessing from his mouth. For he shall bless Israel and Judah, because him hath Yahweh chosen to be king over all the nation. And bow down before his seed, for on our behalf it will die in wars, visible and invisible, and will be among you an eternal king. And Reuben died, having given these commands to his sons, and they placed him in a coffin until they carried him up from Egypt, and buried him in Hebron, in the cave where his father was.
And here, just one more right here. So far, Testament of the 12 Patriarchs. Started out with Joseph first, then we had Yehuda, Judah, just now Reuben, and let's just seal up right here for the first day service, Sunday service right here. Let's seal up with Benjamin, with Benjamin, with little Benjamin. Yes, I. Yes, God bless I, keep the eye, cause his face of grace to shine on the I, and give I, Yeshua, shalom. Yes, I, spirit, soul, and body, and I, mind, and psyche, and I, body, health, and also the material wealth that we need. Just purify your hearts, heartically speaking. God.
The Testament of Benjamin, the 12th son of Jacob and Rachel. The copy of the words of Benjamin, which he commanded his sons to observe after he had lived 125 years. And he kissed them and said, as Isaac was born to Abraham in his old age, so also was I to Jacob. And since Rachel, my mother, died in giving me birth, I had no milk. Therefore, I was suckled by Bilhah, her handmaid. For Rachel remained barren for 12 years after she had borne Joseph, and she prayed that Yahweh would fasting 12 days, and she conceived and bare me. For my father loved Rachel dearly, and prayed that he might see two sons born from her. Therefore was I called Benjamin, that is, a son of days. And when I went into Egypt to Joseph, and my brother recognized me, he said unto me, what did they tell my father when they sold me? And I said unto him, they dabbed thy coat with blood, and sent it, and said, know whether this be thy son's coat? And he said unto me, even so, brother, when they had stripped me of my coat, they gave me to the Ishmaelites, and they gave me a loin cloth, and scourged me, and bade me run. And as for one of them that had beaten me with a rod, a lion met him, and slew him. And so his associates were affrighted. Do ye also therefore, my children, love Yahweh, God of heaven and earth, and keep his commandments, following the example of the good and holy man Joseph. And let your mind be unto good, even as ye know me, for he that bathes his mind right seeth all things rightly. Fear Yahweh and love your neighbor, and even though the spirits of Balaam claim you to afflict you with every evil, yet shall they not have dominion over you, even as they had not over Joseph, my brother. How many men wished to slay him, and Yahweh shielded him? For he that feareth Yahweh and loveth his neighbor cannot be smitten by the spirit of Belial, being shielded by the fear of Yahweh. Nor can he be ruled over by the device of men or beast, for he is helped by Yahweh through the love which he hath towards his neighbor. For Joseph also besought our father that he would pray for his brethren, that Yahweh would not impute to them as sin whatever evil they had done unto him. And thus Jacob cried out, my good child, thou hast prevailed over the bowels of thy father Jacob. And he embraced him and kissed him for 2 hours, saying, in thee shall be fulfilled the prophecy of heaven concerning the Lamb of Yahweh and Savior of the world, and that a blameless one shall be delivered up for lawless men, and a sinless one shall die for ungodly men and the blood of the covenant. For the salvation of the Gentiles and of Israel shall destroy Belial and his servants. See ye therefore, my children, the end of the good man. Be followers of his compassion, therefore with a good mind, that ye also may wear crowns of glory. For the good man hath not a dark eye, for he showeth mercy to all men, even though they be sinners. And though they devise with evil intent concerning him, by doing good he overcometh evil, being shielded by Yahweh. And he loveth the righteous as his own soul. If anyone is glorified,
he envieth him not. If anyone is enriched, he is not jealous. If anyone is valiant, he praiseth him. The virtuous man he laudeth, and on the poor man he that mercy, on the weak he that compassion. Unto Yahweh he singeth praises. And him that hath the grace of a good spirit, he loveth as his own soul. If therefore ye also have a good mind, then you will both wicked men be at peace with you, and the profligate will reverence you and turn unto good, and the covetous will not only cease from their inordinate desire, but even give the objects of their covetousness to them that are afflicted. If you do well, even the unclean spirits will flee from you, and the beasts will dread you. For where there is reverence for good works and light in the mind, even darkness fleeth away from him. For if anyone does violence to a holy man, he repenteth, for the holy man is merciful to his reviler, and holdeth his peace. And if anyone betrayeth a righteous man, the righteous man prayeth, though for a little he be humbled, yet not long after he appeareth far more glorious, as was Joseph my brother. The inclination of the good man is not in the power of the deceit of the spirit of Balaam, for the angel of peace guideth his soul, and he gazeth not passionately upon corruptible things, nor gathereth together riches through a desire of pleasure. He delighteth not in pleasure. He grieveth not his neighbor. He sateth not himself with luxuries. He erreth not in the uplifting of the eyes, for Yahweh is his portion. The good inclination receiveth not glory nor dishonor from men, and it knoweth not any guile or lie or fighting or reviling. For Yahweh dwelleth in him, and lighteth up his soul, and he rejoiceth towards all men always. The good mind hath not two tongues, of blessing and of cursing, of contumely and of honor, of sorrow and of joy, of quietness and of confusion, of hypocrisy and of truth, of poverty and of wealth. But it hath one disposition, uncorrupt and pure concerning all men. It hath no double sight, nor double hearing. For in everything which he doeth, or speaketh, or seeth, he knoweth that Yahweh looketh on his soul. And he cleanseth his mind, that he may not be condemned by men as well as by Yahweh. And in like manner, the works of Balaam are twofold, and there is no singleness in them. Therefore, my children, I tell you, flee the malice of Balaam, for he giveth a sword to them that obey him. And the sword is the mother of seven evils. First, the mind conceiveth through Balaam. And first, there is bloodshed. Secondly, ruin. Thirdly, tribulation. Fourthly, exile. Fifthly, dearth. Sixthly, panic. Seventhly, destruction. Therefore was Cain also delivered over to seven vengeances by Yahweh. For in every 100 years, Yahweh brought one plague upon him. And when he was 200 years old, he began to suffer. And in the 900th year, he was destroyed. For on account of Abel, his brother, with all the evils was he judged. But Lamech with 70 times 7. Because forever those who are like Cain, and every and envy and hatred of brethren shall be punished with the same judgment. And do ye, my children, flee evil doing, envy and hatred of brethren, and cleave to goodness and love. He that hath a pure mind and love looketh not after a woman with a view to fornication, for he hath no defilement in his heart, because the Spirit of Yahweh resteth upon him. For as the sun is not defiled by shining on dung and mire, but rather drieth up both, and driveth away the evil smell, so also the pure mind, though encompassed by the defilements of earth, rather cleanseth them, and is not itself defiled. And I believe that there will be also evil doings among you, from the words of Enoch the righteous, that ye shall commit fornication with the fornication of Sodom, and shall perish, all save a few, and shall renew wanton deeds with women, and the kingdom of Yahweh shall not be among you, for straightway he shall take it away. Nevertheless, the temple of Yahweh shall be in your portion, and the last temple shall be more glorious than the first. And the 12 tribes shall be gathered together there, and all the Gentiles, until the Most High shall send forth his salvation and the visitation of an only begotten prophet. And he shall enter into the first temple, and there shall Yahweh be treated with outrage, and he shall be lifted up upon a tree. And the veil of the temple shall be rent, and the Spirit of Yahweh shall pass on to the Gentiles as fire poured forth. And he shall ascend from Hades, and shall pass from earth into heaven. And I know how lowly he shall be upon earth, and how glorious in heaven. Now when Joseph was in Egypt, I longed to see his figure and the form of his countenance, and through the prayers of Jacob, my father, I saw him while awake in the daytime even, his figure exactly as he was. And when he had said these things, he said unto them, Know ye therefore, my children, that I am dying. Do ye therefore truth each one to his neighbor, and keep the law of Yahweh and his commandments. For these things do I leave you instead of inheritance. Do ye also therefore give them to your children for an everlasting possession, for so did both Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. For all these things they gave us for an inheritance, saying, Keep the commandments of Yahweh, until Yahweh shall reveal his salvation to all Gentiles. And then shall ye see Enoch, Noah, and Shem, and Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, rising on the right hand in gladness. Then shall we also rise, each one over our tribe, worshiping the King of heaven, who appeared upon earth in the form of a man in humility. And as many as believe on him on the earth shall rejoice with him. Then also all men shall rise, some unto glory, and some unto shame. And Yahweh shall judge Israel first for their unrighteousness. For when he appeared as Yahweh in the flesh to deliver them, they believed him not. And then shall he judge all the Gentiles, as many as believed him, not when he appeared upon earth. And he shall convict Israel through the chosen ones of the Gentiles, even as he reproved Esau through the Midianites, who deceived their brethren, so that they fell into fornication and idolatry, and they were alienated from Yahweh, becoming therefore children in the portion of them that fear Yahweh. If ye therefore, my children, walk in holiness, according to the commandments of Yahweh, ye shall again dwell securely with me, and all Israel shall be gathered unto Yahweh. And I shall no longer be called a ravening wolf on account of your ravages, but a worker of Yahweh, distributing food to them that work what is good. And there shall arise in the latter days one beloved of Yahweh, of the tribe of Judah and Levi, a doer of his good pleasure and his mouth, with new knowledge, enlightening the Gentiles. And to the consummation of the age shall he be in the synagogues of the Gentiles, and among their rulers as a strain of music in the mouth of all. And he shall be inscribed in the holy books, both his work and his word, and he shall be a chosen one of Yahweh forever. And through them he shall go to and fro as Jacob my father, saying, he shall fill up that which lacketh of thy tribe. And when he said these things, he stretched out his feet and died in a beautiful and good sleep. And his sons did as he had enjoined them, and they took up his body and buried it in Hebron with his fathers. And the number of the days of his life was 125 years.
Yes, 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 Rev. Yes, I. Boker Tov, Boker Tov. Yeah, good morning. Good morning to ones and ones. Some are dawning right now. Right now, we're just going through the early hours of the morning. Shabbat Tov, Shabbat Tov, Shabbat the seventh to come. Also a peaceful, a healthy, a safe Gregorian New Year to all, you know, near and far. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. Let's meditate on the testaments of the patriarchs. Once again, Joseph. Firstly, Joseph, Judah, Reuben, and Benjamin. Yes, I. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom.